Good morning, and welcome to another action-packed episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. I'll be with you for the next hour. Today we're going to recognize an event that happened this weekend that 20 months ago we said would signal the end of the pandemic. We've also got new music from U2, and our usual features, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era, and the best rock from all eras, right here at 91.5 WMFO.
Keep the windows open wide. answers only we will find. Can't expect you to be honest, to be faithful every day to the end. I just need you to be always. Butter.
That is the unfortunately named Death Cab for Cutie, a band out of Seattle with really good music, and I'm convinced had their career somewhat hindered by the weird name for the band. That is called When We Drive, and up top we heard Steve Miller Band and Take the Money and Run. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're absorbing the time change well. It seems like when I lose that hour, it takes me about a week to assimilate, and then in the fall when we gain an hour, it takes me about a day before the benefit of that it totally disappears. But I do hope you're enjoying that extra hour that you got so far. It's been an interesting week around here. There is a new mayor of Boston. Michelle Wu was elected last week. Did you see her victory speech? She said something that was so clever. It was a remark from her son that was simple and yet kind of profound at the same time. As the applause was dying down, her first words were, "One of my sons asked me the other night if boys can be elected mayor in Boston." She answered, "They have been, and they will again someday, but not tonight." Which I thought was very clever. We do wish her well. There's a lot of work ahead to do, obviously, in the city. Also coming up this week, People Magazine is going to announce their Sexiest Man Alive for 2021. I think that's tomorrow. This year's frontrunners include Daniel Day Kim. He was in Lost and Hawaii Five-0. Also, Jason Sudeikis and Patrick Mahomes are the frontrunners for this year's Sexiest Man Alive. It is now time for Phil's Pick. It's a feature we do every week at this time. My friend Phil from Watertown listens to a lot of music, likes to share it with me, and I in turn like to share it with you on Phil's Pick. And let's see what he has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is The Charmer and the Snake by the Velveteers. The Velveteers are a primal rock trio from the mountains of Boulder, Colorado. They strip down rock and roll to its most primal elements, the riff, the rhythm, and the snarl. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
My baby gives me poison. Tells me that it's a tree. Says it's made of sugar, but it tastes bitter to me. You got me in the garden by the apple tree. Wrap yourself. So I can barely breathe. Look at my
That is Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Yes, one of the bands that made that leap from 1970s progressive rocker to the MTV generation. Also, Genesis is in that category. Those bands that didn't make that leap, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Moody Blues, and others, but successfully for Yes. We also heard the Velveteers before that. That was Phil's pick today. The name of the song was Charmer and the Snake, and we hear Phil's pick every week at this time, right here on WMFO. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. For those of you who are new to listening, we play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to was still around today. We have an interesting week in rock history this week. This week in 1986, Boston had their only number one song. It reached the peak this week in 1986. I'm going to give you a second to think about what that song is, because it might surprise you. This week in 1967, Elton John, still going by his real name, Reg Dwight, and Bernie Taupin signed their first major publishing deal. Their parents were there to witness the signing because both were still minors. And then just 6 years later, this week in 1973, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road hit number one in America, where it stayed for 8 weeks. Also this week in rock, Led Zeppelin IV released this week in 1971. That's the one with Stairway to Heaven on it. And celebrating birthdays this week, there is Joni Mitchell, who will turn 78. Bonnie Raitt will be 72. And Max Zeller, future outfielder for the Boston Red Sox, is celebrating a birthday this week as well. Happy birthday to Max from all of us here on Rock of Ages. Well, back to the Boston thing now. What song would you guess was Boston's only number one hit? More Than a Feeling? No. Don't Look Back? Not right again. It's this one. It's from their third album, Amanda from Boston on Rock of Ages.
I don't think I could hide what I'm feeling inside another day, knowing I love you. And I'm getting too close again. I don't wanna see it end. If I
That's Jane's Addiction, Jane Says. And we heard Boston before that from their 1986 album Third Stage, and Amanda. And that was the only number one hit for Boston. That album, by the way, came out 8 years after their second LP, Don't Look Back. And I guess they had all kinds of internal issues and legal issues and whatnot, and took them 8 years. So it was considered somewhat of a comeback album for them. This is Ron LaRussa with you on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Do you remember in the early days of the pandemic and the lockdown when artists, one after the other, were announcing the cancellation of their tours? In those early days, nobody knew when it was going to end, but we were hopeful, or perhaps in denial, that it wasn't going to take too long. I remember that our then president claimed that things would be normal by Easter, which was only 6 weeks away. And every announcement seemed to push the date further and further back, which was really demoralizing every time it happened. Well, Billy Joel was one of them. He canceled his ongoing residency at Madison Square Garden in March of 2020. And then later in the spring, he announced that he was not going to resume that until November 2021. And I remember thinking, what? That's a year and a half from now. Well, the bad news, I suppose, is that he was right, but the good news is that the time finally arrived, and last Friday night, he performed at Madison Square Garden for the first time in 20 months, and all accounts were that it was a really, really energetic and very special show. Also Friday, a new package of his music was dropped with the Vinyl Collection Volume 1. It's a 9-album collection, includes his first 6 albums in their entirety, his first live album, and then a double album of a previously unreleased concert from 1975. One of my favorite Billy Joel albums that is in that collection is Turnstiles. This is Summer Highland Falls on Rock of Ages.
They say that these are not the best of times, they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Similarities. It's either sadness or euphoria.
color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're out of you, cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you. I don't know if you the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were made?
That is the British indie rock band Arctic Monkeys, the song Do I Wanna Know. And we heard Billy Joel from Turnstiles and Summer Highland Falls. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, like to play new music as often as we can. And U2 has a new one out. It's their first new song in 3 years. It's called Your Song Saved My Life. And it's from the soundtrack for the upcoming animated film Sing 2. Bono actually plays a character in the film, which will be coming out right after Christmas. The song was apparently inspired in part by his list of 60 songs that saved my life that he wrote in 2020 to celebrate and mark his 60th birthday. Sing 2 includes several U2 hits, including versions of Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of and Where the Streets Have No Name, sung by the film's cast, which includes Scarlett Johansson and Reese Witherspoon. Bono and Scarlett Johansson, in fact, also duet on U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And that'll all be on the soundtrack, which comes out on December 17th. This is new from U2, Your Song Saved My Life, on Rock of Ages.
It was a Monday morning, about a quarter past four. You were busy dreaming, so why did you wake up for? Are you a stranger in your own life? What are you hiding behind those eyes? For you there, you know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive. You're looking for science can't explain. The man you carry in your heart is only comfortable when he's in pain. Are you a stranger in your own life? Why are you hiding behind those eyes? Can anyone find you there? Or just me? You know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive. Your song
survive. See, the boys and me mean business. busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
The band is Thin Lizzy, known mostly for their song The Boys Are Back in Town, that is called Jailbreak. And before that, U2, Your Song Saved My Life, off the Sing 2 soundtrack, which will be coming out toward the end of December. Well, let's turn our attention to one of my favorite features and the most hotly contested thing we do here every week, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, we are featuring Big Country. They are a Scottish band formed in the early 1980s. Their music incorporated Scottish folk music, and the band engineered their guitars to sound like bagpipes and fiddles and other traditional Scottish folk instruments. They had moderate British hits in 1982 and 83, and their breakout album, The Crossing, followed, which featured this song, their only album rock radio hit. The Crossing sold over a million copies in the UK and went gold in the United States. In their heyday, the band performed at the Grammy Awards and on Saturday Night Live. Their next two albums were commercial disappointments, among rumblings that all the songs sounded the same. They kept at it throughout the 1990s until 2001, when their lead singer, Stuart Adamson, was found dead in a motel room in Hawaii after he had gone missing for several weeks from his home in Nashville. This week's one-hit wonder is In a Big Country by Big Country on Rock of Ages.
Smile away from anybody's face.
And we heard Big Country before that, In a Big Country, and that was our one hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show. We have time for one more, and we'll get to that right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
From the album Automatic for the People, here's a nice one from REM on Rock of Ages. That's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you liked it. This is Ron LaRussa, and I will be back with you again next week, as I am every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.